Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Some of the most influential healthcare research of recent decades have been mega-trials, in which thousands of patients have been randomized to different treatments. Neeraj Bala, from the home of several of these trials at the Clinical Trials Service Unit in the University of Oxford, England, outlines their impact.
Just over a year ago, I was in the crashed two trial offices in London shortly after the 20,000th trauma patient had been randomised, and very shortly before the trial was being closed. And this got me to thinking, how many of the randomised trials of healthcare interventions have achieved that figure? I have an interest in the field, as I coordinate a systematic overview involving a collaboration of randomised trials of all sizes, but how many mega trials have there been? Given that coronary heart disease is the most common chronic disease, it is no surprise that many of the large-scale mega-trials, which started in the late 1980s and early 1990s, were focused on this. A plethora of trials from both sides of the Atlantic, such as ICIS-3 and GUSTO, tested thrombolysis in the acute treatment of heart attacks. Heart disease featured commonly, with further trials assessing the role of other therapies, such as, for example, magnesium nitrates and captopril in ICIS-4. As well as cardiovascular treatment, a number of long-term mega-trials have also looked at preventative therapies, particularly in the USA. The US Physicians' Health Study and the Women's Health Study examined the role of aspirin and vitamins in a factorial design. And the Women's Health Initiative looked at hormonal therapy, dietary modification, and calcium or vitamin D supplementation. The late 90s saw the first mega trials in Asia when the Chinese acute stroke trial showed the benefits of aspirin. And there have also been many large trials looking at the effects of nutrition carried out in China, Europe, and the USA. The beginning of the new millennia have seen further trials establishing the effects of therapies in contemporary practice. For example, the ALLHAT study reported the effects of blood pressure lowering treatments in the USA. And the biggest statin trial was the heart protection study carried out in the UK, which, as well as cholesterol lowering, tested the effects of vitamins in heart disease. As well as aspirin, newer antiplatelet agents have been tested in the COMET study from China. And there have also been a number of other large multi-center international trials assessing medications to reduce atherosclerosis. These include the OASIS 5, PROFESS, and the OASIS 7 studies, all coordinated from Canada. The on-target study of blood pressure lowering was also done from there. You will have spotted that cardiovascular disease has been a consistent theme. But the idea of mega trials has also seeped into other areas. For example, the MEDAL trial in arthritis patients reported the effects of COXIB and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory therapy a few years ago. And leaving aside trials of vaccines and screening programs, I expect there are lots of other mega trials that I don't even know about. I chose a cutoff of 20,000 to keep this discussion bite-sized, and many studies have randomized 15,000 or 10,000 patients, for example. Indeed, there are many areas where randomizing a few thousand patients have had real impacts on healthcare. Stepping back and pondering, mega trials, as well as meta-analyses of trials, have given us reliable information on healthcare interventions that we and others now take for granted. As well as ongoing mega trials in the present, we will need studies of this size to continue to be a feature of healthcare research in the future, both to reduce biases, but also to provide definitive answers in areas in which there's uncertainty. Going back to the beginning of the story, the CARASH 2 trial was able to show the efficacy of a simple, cheap treatment, tranexamic acid, in trauma patients around the world. Large, simple, randomized trials may not be required for every indication, but they can be done. And having reliable evidence from large trials sure does help.
More information about the large trials that Neeraj mentioned is available from the International Clinical Trials Day Special Collection at www.thecochranelibrary.com.